gonna go down.
On a sunny September afternoon, Hazel Gershfeld is out with her husband and kids at Hungry Bear Farm in Mason. They're doing a little gleaning.
We're taking food that might otherwise go to waste and redistributing it to people who can't necessarily afford to go to the farmer's market or belong to a CSA or go to the health food store.
Gleaning is the practice of gathering extra produce, what's left behind after a harvest or what a farmer doesn't think is worth it financially to harvest. It's a practice that goes way back, mentioned multiple times in the Bible.
This is like the modern day advent of gleaning.
The Gershfelds are gathering produce to donate to food pantries, soup kitchens, retirement homes, schools, anywhere local food isn't easily found. Gershfeld is Hillsborough County's regional gleaning coordinator for a statewide effort called New Hampshire Gleans. The New Hampshire Farm-to-School program, based at the University of New Hampshire, received an anonymous donation to start NH Gleans this past spring. Stacy Perslow heads the gleaning program.
We have 6 paid coordinators around the state, so 6 regions of the state, and they're out there gathering information, being in contact with farmers, talking with food pantries. Having paid coordinators can really get that food to those in need.
Perslow says the coordinators also put together teams of gleaning volunteers. It's a huge effort, involving a lot of people and thousands of pounds of food. NH Gleans may be new, but it's able to draw from the experience of older organizations, like the Boston Area Gleaners and Salvation Farms in Vermont. Earlier this month, the directors of those two programs came to Concord to speak with the NH Gleans coordinators. Teresa Snow of Salvation Farms says she's happy to share what she's learned from years of trial and error, but she points out that because this effort is statewide, it gives New Hampshire an advantage.
In Vermont, we have organizations that have a lot of autonomy, and they're all at different states. They haven't developed their practices together, so some of our organization is trying to do that, where I feel that New Hampshire is fortunate to be starting out identifying potential regions and organizations to build that foundation going forward.
As the project has gone forward, it's meant an adjustment for some farmers. After all, it means strangers coming onto a farmer's land. But Gene Jonas, who owns Hungry Bear Farm, got to know and trust Hazel Gershfeld from the farmer's market.
A couple weeks ago, I was inundated with plum tomatoes that weren't selling at the market. I don't know, we just got talking. I said, off the cuff, perhaps, something like, well, you come out to the farm and pick them if you want. You know, there's no sense picking something that's not selling. I got loads more to do. So she said, oh, yeah, we'll come out. I showed her where to pick, and they did the rest.
Jonas says having gleaners come to his farm and gather what he can't sell saves him time and labor, and he's happy the food he worked hard to grow doesn't go to waste.
Report is that the people she gave the tomatoes to were very happy, too.
More.
Some of those tomatoes ended up at the Peterborough Food Pantry. The pantry feeds more than 300 households a month across 14 towns. Christine Mann is president of the Peterborough Human Services Fund, and she says she's thrilled, especially in a time of uncertain state and federal budgets, to know Gershfeld is committed to regularly finding excess produce and bringing it in.
She brings us beautiful stuff almost once a week. You know, this is the high season for farming, so almost once a week she brings us crazy amounts of beautiful fruits and vegetables.
And Mann says having a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables around is a great way to introduce healthy eating to kids.
When the children come in, we'll often have a whole bushel of tomatoes and zucchini, and the little kids come in and their eyes just pop open and they go, wow. We like that.
And Gershfeld likes it, too.
I know that, you know, with the good heart and the good feeling about this program and the good reception from everybody I talk to, it's gonna expand. Just starting in New Hampshire, and it will grow. There's no doubt in my mind.
She's gleaned over 1,000 pounds of fresh, local produce just since mid-July, and the season isn't over yet. For NHPR, I'm Michael Samuels.